welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny, Rihanna's husband.
And I'm Rihanna, Danny's wife. And this podcast is all about mom and dad finding nerd life balance.
Yes, and you can find us on any podcast platform. You can go on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast services. Also, you can find us on YouTube. Just search for the Danny and Rihanna Show.
So during our show, we talk about what it's like running a business together, being a new married couple, having a child, and all the while trying to play video games and find a way to work.
It's going to be a lot of fun having these great conversations. And plus, we might have a little couple guests here and there. We'll see. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. You'll hear about our travels, our excitement over new games and movies that are coming out, and everything in between as we navigate the world of being nerds that actually make a living.
So if you're excited to listen to our conversation, we're going to have brand new episodes every Wednesday.
Follow us on socials in the description box below and join us on our journey.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio. With your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1332. This is your host, Danny Pena. It's going to be a solo episode this week. No Pete, no Paris, but don't worry. We'll be back all together again with more and more content in the future. So stay tuned. So I just got back from SNK King of Fighters tournament, which was a lot of fun. I was there with a couple other journalists and content creators. Shout out to Blessing. He was also there from Kind of Funny. Now, I sat down with Blessing and we did a hands-on impressions about our experience with the new Fatal Fury game. And look, I haven't played a Fatal Fury game since 1992 or something like that. I know there was another one that came out in the early 2000s. Completely skipped that one. So this is all new to me since the last time I played back in the 90s. But great conversation overall with Blessing. Shout out to him. We had a great time just talking about it. And on this episode, so I got to interview the director of the new Fatal Fury game. His name is Hayato Konya. He is, we sat down, we had a great conversation about the game and talked about the characters and some other stuff. So you'll see. I'm going to play it here only on Gamertag Radio. So enjoy this episode, guys. I'll be back next week with more content. But remember, head over right now to gamertagradio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. You can also find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamer Tag Radio. Follow us, subscribe, and also be part of our poll that we also have every week. I know on this one we had a great conversation actually the last one with Pete. And on that question, how bad was your backlog of games? So 5.1% said good, 33.3% not bad, 38.5% said horrible, and 23.1% said I gave up. Well, a lot of people just gave up with the old games. Yeah, I totally get it. But if you missed that episode, make sure to check it out right now. It's a great conversation about all that stuff. And but if you're listening to through Spotify, I'm going to post polls on every episode. You go over there and interact. You could also send us messages through there and we'll read it on a future episode of Gamer Tag Radio. But now we're going to play the hands-on impressions and also the interview about Fatal Fury, the City of the Wolves. And we'll be right back after this.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
right, so we're live, Los Angeles, and we just got to check out the new game, Fatal Fury, The City of the Wolves, and joining me, all the way from San Francisco, Kind of Funny Crew, the man himself, Blessing. How you doing, Bless?
Doing good, Danny. Thank you so much for having me.
It was fun. Awesome. Actually, this is the first time we're doing this together.
Is it really?
We have. Well, I've done shows with you for Kind of Funny, but you never been on GTR.
I guess I've not been on GTR.
Yeah. So this is the first time, man. So welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we got to play Fatal Fury, the new one.
Yep.
Thanks to SNK for Ed Neo Geo for inviting us. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Playing it. So what are your thoughts? I know you are a huge fan of the fighting genre.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, I gotta talk to Bless to see what he thinks about
it. Yeah. So of course I love fighting games. I've been playing a lot of Tekken 8 recently as it's been out, and like, you know, Fatal Fury is one that I have not had much of a pass with. And so jumping into this one for the new one, I thought was very fascinating. I'm somebody who really liked playing King of Fighters 15, which was the previous fighting game that came out a few years ago. And spending, about maybe an hour and 15 minutes with Fatal Fury, City of the Wolves, it was really fun. I had a really good time with it. One of the first things that popped out to me was the art style. I really like sort of the comic book style. It's very poppy. You know, fidelity-wise, it's interesting jumping into it because I'm coming off of playing Street Fighter 6 last year, Mortal Kombat 1, and then also Tekken 8. And so I look at those three games as being these really poppy, really high fidelity, like really involved games, right? When you talk about the visuals. I think this one, right, it kind of takes a little bit of a step back in terms of how much is going on, but I really do think they do a good job of making up with it with a really good art style, really good characters to look at. There were five different characters in the demo that we played, and gameplay-wise, I thought it was really interesting. I thought it was really fun. I like the systems that they have in this one. So they have the two big things in terms of meter, the SPG, which essentially is like this mode that activates you. I think of it similar to like the rage mode in Tekken 8, where once you get your health bar down to a certain level, you start to do more damage and attack, and your attacks start to take a different property. SPG essentially, it works in a similar way, except you can choose where in your health bar you want to place it. And so you can place it at the beginning, middle, or end, which means that for me, I was always choosing middle.
I was using first, the beginning.
Yeah.
Boss, don't put the phone in the closer.
Oh, sorry.
Because I think there's like a reception sometimes. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't, but I'll fix it. I'll edit this part. Yeah, so I will use that as the beginning, but for you, it was more in between the middle and sometimes at the end.
Yeah.
Because it will help you to, and for those who don't know, you could select that right before you select your characters, right?
Yep, so, right, yeah. You select your character, you select that, and then, yeah, you choose where in your health bar you want it, and when you get to that part in your health bar, your character essentially activates. Like, your character catches on fire. When that happens, you get increased damage, your meter fills up faster, your rev meter fills up slower, which is a good thing, and you recover a little bit of health during that time as well. And so you're activated during that part, and so it's a fun strategic element that I've not really seen in fighting games before, and I think, you know, having it be a thing of, oh, you can choose exactly where you want it to happen, and that is sort of like your lock-in period. I really like that. I think that's really cool. But then they also have the rev system, where that's an additional meter that fills up. You know, usually in fighting game, meters will, you know, will fill up, go from 0 to 100, and like all of a sudden you have like, you know, this thing that you can activate. In this one, once it fills up, you go into it was not overdrive. Maybe it is overdrive.
Like your character turns red. I know.
Yeah,
it's but you can't use your powers.
Exactly.
You have to wait until it goes down. The meter goes.
Yeah,
down.
It's kind of like Burnout in Street Fighter 6.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Like that.
And that fills up the more you use like your special moves, right? And so you fill that up all the way, and then, you know, you have to take a break for a while. You can't use your special moves, and so I think that those systems being included in there make it a bit fresh. I like the change in strategy. I find it very fun. And again, it reminds me a bit of King of Fighters 15 in terms of how it feels to play, how it looks to play. But I do think it has its own identity as well. And so I had a really good time with it.
I know we got to check out five characters. I tried them all. The one that stood out to me, for me personally, was Rock Howard.
Yep.
For you, it was different too.
Yeah.
For me, this character was a lot faster. I think his move was a lot easier during gameplay. And I was using actually a PlayStation controller. You were using a Fight Stick.
Yeah.
So you prefer to play a Fight Stick after? Because you were doing pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I usually prefer a PlayStation controller, like just a controller in general. But playing on Fight Stick is always fun. I find it fun for the novelty. When I want to lock in and actually like win, I'm going controller.
So what was the character that you liked the most?
Hotaru Futaba.
Why is that?
So she's the one that plays the most like a traditional like Ryu style character. Mm-hmm. It's funny because they have obviously Terry Bogard, and then you were playing as Rock Howard, and those are kind of some of the main characters that people know from Fatal Fury.
And they were kind of similar, but I felt like Rock Howard was a little bit faster than Terry.
Yeah. And so when I first picked up the demo, I started using those characters, and I think surprised by the fact that they didn't feel like they played immediately like a default fighting game character, right? Like when I pick up a 2D fighter, I'm thinking, all right, this person's gonna have a fireball, they might have like an uppercut, all the traditional moves. Terry Bogard and Rock Howard, they have projectiles, but it's like ground projectiles, which is way different from like the kind of character I usually go for. The character I picked, Futaba, she has that like traditional fireball. I think she also has like an uppercut style move as well. Mm-hmm. And so she plays a bit more traditional, but also I liked her speed. We kind of went back and forth, and then you started getting the upper hand after a while of you using Rock Howard.
We were changing characters, but then once I found my character, I was like,
yeah,
I was going all
once
in
you picked up Rock Howard and I was sticking to Futaba, yeah, you started getting more rounds on me, and so I really like those characters. But I think, you know, all the characters we had available to us in the demo all kind of had their own thing going on. Like one of the characters, I forget his name, I have written down though, one of the characters is more of a bigger melee.
Is he a wrestler?
Yeah.
Because he was doing a lot of wrestling moves in there too.
Luchador style character. He had on the mask too. Tizoc is his name.
Tizoc,
you know, he's like the big melee character who he has moves that'll take down a lot of damage. He's a bit slower, but very powerful. And then he has a lot of grabs. And so almost think like King from Tekken, right? He's like that kind of character.
Yeah.
I liked them all differently. Like even for me, I'm not a big grappler, but I liked using his character as well. And so far the roster seems like it's shaping up.
I know there's going to be people that play, you know, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, and other games. They might be curious about this game. Why do you think this is something that people should definitely check this out? Like, you know,
I like that question. I would say that this one, compared to those other ones, like I think has a bit more. I think I would describe Fatal Fury, at least this Fatal Fury, as like more for the nerds. Like it feels a bit more technical. It feels a bit more, if you are into fighting games, if you really love Street Fighter, if you really love Tekken or Dragon Ball FighterZ, the Arc System Works games, I think this is a one that's, you know, with the systems that I described, the rev system, the SPG gauge, that stuff, I think it's a bit more fresh in that sense, and also kind of like I think this will be an avenue into getting into a fighting game community that is a bit more like, you know, been with it for a minute, because Fatal Fury is a classic franchise, right? The last Fatal Fury was over two decades ago,
I think it was like early 2000s,
maybe late 90s.
Yeah, but I remember playing this way back, and actually I showed a picture to one of the devs of us playing the arcade of Fatal Fury, Samurai Showdown. There was a couple other games there, everything from SNK. It was a lot of fun showing that to him. And actually one of the questions I asked him, because I remember, and also reading this, Fatal Fury has a really great story.
Yeah.
So like, are that something that, because the game that we got to play was just a demo. It wasn't like got to like cutscenes from like the story and everything like that. So he said they're still traditional. They're gonna have that from like
that's
the old.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm very excited to see that part of the game. But I think you're right. Like this is definitely.
It's more technical.
More technical, and definitely for fighting nerds. I could definitely see that.
Yeah, and I think King of Fighters 15 was a bit of the same way, where 15, you know, that's a team fighter. It's a 3v3, if I remember correctly, and so you're switching your fighter off every round. And that was one where my fighting game Discord, like, that group of people would get super into it, you know, but you know, I didn't see like the wide in gaming audience, you know, like show up to it as much, at least in terms of like it being on the Street Fighter level and all this stuff. But like if you're into fighting games, I think it'll speak to you. This is the same thing where I think Fatal Fury, if you're into fighting games and you're looking for something fresh, or you're looking for a community that is going to be hardcore about it, I think Fatal Fury is going to speak to that crowd.
Do you think a lot of people are excited about this game? Because I really haven't heard much from like the funny community, fighting genre community and stuff. I always see them talking about like the other games, like Street Fighter, the more popular games, of course, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, Tekken now that came out recently too. Have you been seeing a lot of conversation from gamers about this game at all?
No, but I think once people know more, you'll start to see it. You know, like I think the audience is even different from a Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, because Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, in Tekken for that matter, all kind of are on that mainstream level, right? Like they speak to that that larger audience, and mm-hmm. people that don't even play fighting games, they're aware of those games I just talked about. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think Fatal Fury, once people see more of the gameplay, obviously it's been over 20 years, and so I think people don't know what to expect. I think people are like, all right, let's see how this thing looks. I think when they get their hands on it, and when you see more gameplay of it, it's going to speak to that crowd. That same crowd that liked King of Fighters 15, I think, is going to show up for this. I think SNK is building this, I think, identity for themselves where, yeah, like every few years they put out a new Samurai Showdown, mm-hmm. a new King of Fighters 15. They're adding this to the fray, and all of them are doing something different and doing something fresh. I think it's a good rotation. That way, when we get back around to King of Fighters, it's gonna feel like it's been a while, right? Yeah. It's gonna feel like we've gotten a few more installments of different types of fighting games before we get there again. And so, I think it'll speak to people on that level. I'm fascinated to see like if this brings, I think, the Fatal Fury identity back for people.
I think it will. I can see the potential of this being more popular. Once it gets released and stuff. So they haven't really mentioned anything about dates. Do you have a prediction when we might see this? Do you think it's fall of this year?
This year, no. No. I would think 2025. Early 2025.
Early 2025. Yeah. So
I feel like that feels right. This year for fighting games is already like packed, right? We got I guess it's just Tekken 8. Oh, no, well, Tekken 8 and the Multiverse is coming out again.
I think last year was a lot of fighting games.
Last year was packed too, because you have Mortal Kombat 1 and Street Fighter. Other games. I think next year being this, and then maybe Project L, or that has a name now.
And Multiverses too, like a new version coming out, like Unreal 5, I think it's coming
Multiverses,
out.
Multiverses, that's this year. They announced a new date.
Yeah.
2XKO is what I'm thinking of. That's coming out next year as well. I think they also might have said early 2025 for this game.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I asked the director of the game, and he's like, more announcements coming soon. He didn't really answer my
coming
question.
Soon? Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. Anything else? Anything you would like to see this when it comes to online? Because it's been a controversy with I think with Mortal Kombat. A lot of people were kind of disappointed with that game mm-hmm. online. Anything that you would like to see in this one online wise?
That's a good question. My expectation is, and I don't know if they've announced this yet, rollback netcode, which is huge for fighting games. Like rollback netcode is right now the standard, and I want to see that come to every fighting game.
Yeah.
I just want the lobbies to be good. You know, like there's a big fighting game trend that right now where it is like shared lobbies where you're walking around and you have your avatar. Like Tekken's done it. The latest Arc System Works games have done it. Street Fighter's done it. Like Mortal Kombat isn't doing it, which might be the problem. But whatever it is, I just want matching up with other players to be good and quick. You know, I think that stuff can work where you have the avatar lobby as long as it's good and as long as it's not getting in the way of, like, even if I want to have that menu-based experience. King of Fighters 15, I think, was just match up. Don't even worry about the avatar stuff. So that's what I expect out of this one as well. But yeah, like as long as the ranked matches are good, rollback netcode, and then the experience of matching up with people is quick. That's what I want.
Awesome. Well, Bless, I want to say thanks for joining.
Hell yeah.
The podcast. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, man. bring me back on again, man.
Yeah, for sure. And hopefully we'll have Paris. We could go back and forth with other news and stuff, you know. So you want to promote your content, your socials? Yeah. Go for it.
Of course, at Blessing Jr. is where you can follow me on Twitter. I'm also on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Come check out Kind of Funny Games Daily, where we talk about video game news every single day. And also watch Game Showdown. Game Showdown is our new trivia game show, all focused on video game trivia. And so season one just finished not that long ago. We're starting up season two soon here. And so come through for that, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames.
Yeah, invite me. I would like to battle Paris and whoever is down to battle me.
Let's make it happen, man.
Let's do it. All right, cool.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
So, I found this 2 weeks ago, actually.
Okay, she got stuff.
This is from 1992. Yeah, so there we're playing Fatal Fury, Samurai Showdown, all the SNK games mm-hmm. in 1992 in arcade. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So
I was very excited to check out the game that you guys have been working on. Tell us a little bit about why the return of Fatal Fury for you guys. Yeah. It's been a while.
So, SNK が新しく まあ、格闘ゲームをまた作り始めるぞってなって生まれた KOF14 があって、でサムライショーダウンが生まれてっていう風にいろいろと作っていって、じゃあもう次何か新しく作るとしたらやっぱもう画廊伝説っていう風になっていくかなっていう感じです。はい。
So of course, you know, SNK started making new fighting games. We started off with King of Fighters 14, and then between 14 and 15, we made Samurai Showdown, a new reboot, and then we made King of Fighters 15. And so we're looking at other IPs we could make fighting games for, and we decided, you know, I think it's about time to make a Fatal Fury fighting game.
Yeah, this is like a really great time, especially for fighting fans that into that genre. Why are you guys so excited to do more fighting games within the studio?
Yeah, but 個人的に今のやっぱちょうどいい時間、ちょうど今、もう今年からこそもうやるべきだと思うんですけれども、SNK はなんで今からもうもっとあの格闘ゲーム作ろうと思ってますでしょうか？
今からす
まあ、ずっともう、not just now, but like...
It's been years like that.
もうちょっともう格闘ゲームなんであの開発し続けてるんでしょうか？
ああ、でもやっぱり SNK で待ってSNK で待っていただいてるタイトルやっぱ格闘ゲームが多いかなという気は、例えばゲーフしかり、リュウコウとか、月下サムライスピリッツなりなりとっていうので、ま、多分多くのファンが待ってるものなんで、やっぱりそのファンの期待に応えていきたいなっていうところもあります。
You know, I think simply put, you know, there's a lot of fighting games, of course, you know, Art of Fighting, Fatal Fury, you know, Samurai Showdown, that have a bigfan bases. A lot of people like really enjoy these games, and so we know that a lot of people want to see these games come back, and so we're looking at, you know, fan expectations, and we decided to we're going to make these games for the fans.
I know one of the things that I like about Fatal Fury is about the story. What you could tell us a little bit about the story of this game?
ガロ伝説のすごい一番いいところというのは、まあ、ストーリーだと思うんですけれども、このストーリーについて、まあ、一言でもあのなんか教えていただけませんでしょうか？
No spoilers.
No, no, もうやっぱネタバレはもう禁止でと分かってるんです
ね。じゃあ一言で言うならば、いろんな人、まあ、ワンでいろんな人に因縁が生まれてるじゃないですか。例えば、ホタルであったらお兄ちゃんであるとか、ロックであったらやっぱカインであるとかって、いろんな因縁が生まれていく中で、2でやっぱその因縁がどうなっていくか。どういうふうに、みんなが前に進んでいくかっていうのが今作のストーリーの要になるかなと思います。
So yeah, if you played Garo, Mark of the Wolves, you know that there's like these fated kind of like rivalries, these fates at the end, right? So you have like Hotaru like and her brother, and her ending that ties with her brother, Rock and his him and meeting Kane or Kain, and that fated reunion, right? And so this new game, this new Fatal Fury, kind of.Brings those stories together and for players.
And what is it that we're going to get to see new in this Fatal Fury game compared to like the previous games?
じゃあ新しい要素とかなんかありますでしょうか？もう過去作と比べて。
新しい要素だけで言うと、レブ系、レブアクセル、レブブローであったりっていうのが新しい要素になります。
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, we have, for example, like a new system that we implement is like,You're talking about systems in just general?
Yeah, just in general, yeah.
Yeah, we have our new Rev system. So that has, like, you know, you have Rev Arts, you have Rev Axel. If you played before, you can link up Rev Arts attacks together. So that adds a new element onto the gameplay.
Is there anything where, I know the fans are going to be very picky, especially the old fans. They love the old games. Is there anything that you guys aspire to still have that?I don't know, feature or maybe like the graphics similar to the previous ones, just to please the, you know, the fans from back then?
For Fatal Fury.
Fatal Fury, yeah.
そうですね。まあ、ファンってやっぱり、まあ、好き嫌い激しいっていうか、もうこれ、このままがいいんだって言ってる、思ってるファンが多いじゃないかなと思うんですけれども、それを考えて、やっぱじゃあファンの、あの答えに合わせるために、これが不可欠だとか、なんかありますでしょうか？
なんでしょうね。
グラフィックの面とか。
ファンの、もちろんファンの方々が思い思いに描いてるものってのはもちろんあると思うんで、まあ、ただそれを 100% 拾っていくわけにも多分いかないと思うんですよね、作っていく上で。ただやっぱり、この画廊だけで言うんだったら、ちょっとこう、アニメチックというか、 そういうリアルでは、うん、リアルチックじゃないと言ったらいいですかね、うん、っていう風な要素がやっぱ画廊として正しいのかなという風な感じで作っていってる感じです。
You know, it's one thing, sure. You know, these games, obviously we have the fans in mind when we're making them. But you can't just keep that, like, oh, well, base that everything off of that, right? That's, I think, possibly not a good idea. And so, but I think what we have right now in terms of graphics, you know, it has, it's not 100% realistic. It has a kind of an anime style to it. And we think that, that it will really resonate well with fans, what we have right now.
And what are the characters, returning characters that we're going to get to see in this game? And also, any new ones?
So, yeah, あの、復活のキャラ。もう原作、原作とか過去作のまだ戻ってくるキャラとか、あるいは新しいキャラとかについて、あの、一言でも。
まあ、復活キャラクターとかに関しては今後の発表を期待してください。いろいろと多分楽しんでいただけると思うんでっていう。で、まあ、新しいキャラのプリチャだけで言えば、まあ、ジョー東の弟子で、あの、ムエタイを学んでいる。かつ、ファイティングスタイルもそのムエタイをベースにして、誰でも触れて楽しんでもらえるようなキャラクターを目指して作ってました。
You know, yeah, so in terms of like, returning characters, you know, there's nothing that we can really announce today. But please, you know, look forward to our new announcements when we do announce, the following characters. But, in terms of a new character, we do have Preacha, who's new to the series, and she is, you know, her background is that she's Joe, Higashi Joe's disciple. She knows Muay Thai, and so it's a lot easier for fans to pick up. She's definitely a very beginner-friendly character, so please check her out.
Okay, so why City of the Wolves? Why that name in the game?
なんで City of the Wolves っていう名前を名付けたんでしょうか？
まあ多分テリーにもともと狼のイメージがあると思うんですけど、今回ストーリー的な意味でいろんな人がいろんな思いを持って大会に出てる。だから街の中にいろんな狼たち、思いを持った狼たちがいますよっていうのがベースにあります。
かっこいい。
So, you know, Terry is himself, he's like a wolf, right? He's strong, capable, does his own thing. And in the setting of Southtown, he's not the only wolf there. There's a lot of other people with their own ambitions, trying to fight for their own goals and their own dreams. And so we want to have that kind of, you know, expressed in the title of the game.
That's cool. Was there anything that inspired you to get into developing fighting games? When, you know, as a kid, was there like a game that probably got you into developing games?
についての質問なんですけれども、はい、個人的に自分がなんか格闘ゲーム作りたいってなんかきっかけとかなんか思いとかありましたでしょうか？
あー、だいぶ昔の話だな、
こういうゲームがなんかこれでインスパイアされたのよ、あの、なんか
ファイティングジャンル or anything like that.
ジャンルとか何かありましたでしょうか？
でも格闘ゲームを作りたいだけで言うと多分サムライが一番その自分の中のベースになってるかなとは思うよ、サムライショーダウンが。
新作とかあるいは過去の、
本当にベースになってるのは新作です。作ってた人間なんで。
はいはいはいはい。
はい。
So, you know, じゃあもう格闘ゲームにはちょっとそんなに触れてないってことですか？
いっぱい例えばギルティギアとか、はいはい、ストリートファイターとかは遊んできたんですけど、それこそプロになるレベルまで極めてたわけじゃないんで、そういう意味で上手くなっていったのが多分サムライスピが一番かなっていうの意味でベースにあるっていう。
Yeah, definitely, you know, growing up, yeah, you know, I played Guilty Gear and other fighting games, and it wasn't anything of a pro level, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the aspect of fighting games, but when I joined SNK and started working on Samurai Shodown, that's when I started taking my gameplay, like, the next level, and I got really focused on, like, what is a good fighting game, how it feels to play fighting games, and, like, all those, you know, emotions and everything, and so I took that and then brought that into making Fatal Fury.
What was the favorite part about working on this project for you and the team?
今までそうですね、ガロ伝説、今のガロ伝説、あの、開発してる中で一番これ楽しかった思い出とかなんかあるでしょうか？思い出っていうか、部分。
それこそいろんなシステムを試して入れていける時期がいっぱいあったんで、例えば、レブアクセルももともとは SPG 中しかできないとかにしてて、これもっと他のところもできたらいいよねっていう風にいろいろ試行錯誤してる時期が一番楽しかったですね。
そもそもじゃあ SPG 限定だったんですけども、それで外して、
あ、そうですね。例えば真ん中の SPG 限定とかにしてたんですよね。
は
い、
あ、
ただそのいろんなことがあってっていう、試せててっていうのでっていう、はいはい、
Yeah, so definitely was that experimental phase where we're going through a bunch of different systems and we're like, all right, well, what works well with others? Especially with like the SPG, and we have like Rev Axel, which is like, you know, allows those attacks to like link together. Originally, it was you had to be in SPG mode to be able to use that, to be able to link your special attacks together. But we decided, you know, I think it would be better to just not have it strictly into that. And so going back and forth, you know, and there was other placement things where the SPG, if it would... You could only do Rev Axel if it was like in the middle. But that experimental phase was, I think, the funnest thing.
Yeah. Well, works. Yeah. I just want to say thank you for the interview. I'm excited to try out the game. And I know the fans are very excited to hear more about Fatal Fury. Do you guys have a release date at all? Or this is something that hasn't been announced yet?
ゲームのなんか開発日とかなんか何か決まりましたでしょうか?
その辺はまた今後のね。
Yeah, we're still working on that. We'll definitely get back to you on that.
Okay, cool. And what consoles and PC platforms?
発表あります
か? その辺もまた今後発表してい
くんです。 Yeah, we're going to be announcing those as well.
Okay, well. Thanks a lot for the interview.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we're back here, Gamertag Radio, and thanks everyone for listening to our hands-on impressions and also my interview with the director of the game. It was a lot of fun. Great, great time. And shout out to SNK for giving me this opportunity. It was a lot of fun, and hopefully we can do more of these in the future. But don't worry, guys. I have more content coming up. I have something that I've been waiting for a very long time that I'm planning to release that very, very soon. Me, most likely at the end of this month, but you guys are going to be very surprised when you get to see and hear the stuff that I have planned. All right, guys, but thank you so much for listening to this episode 1332, and I'll be back next week. More content here only on Gamertag Radio. Until next time, we're out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.